As you know, English is not my mother tongue, so sometimes my English is different from the way it is used by English speakers. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vasari Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. It is not easy to give a lecture on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, and this year I think the difficulty is that the pain, that deep pain, this burning pain of his disappearance, the perception of that pain is numbing. So many years have passed and we don't feel the pain the same way. And that is concerning, or concern, that is something each one of us on a personal level needs to look at. It is not nice, it is difficult, and that pain of his disappearance, let it sink a little bit deeper. Perhaps it might melt your hearts. There is a very wonderful verse. Nabui Jampabu shared with us his enthusiasm about reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. We all know that Prabhupada said, after my disappearance, you can contact me in my books. I owe this to Bhui Jampabu. I have become very much attached to another book of Prabhupada's, the Bhagavatam, and I personally get a lot of it, and want to share two passages to share with you my enthusiasm, what has helped me in relationship now to his Prabhupada's disappearance day. Of course, there's so many other wonderful subjects that relate directly to our experience of going through this world, but here is two passages which relate to Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day in an indirect way. We all sing the Damodarashtakam daily during the month of Kartik and offer a light. And in that Leela is a very, very nice description of what happens upon meeting a pure devotee. I think you all know Nala Kuvera and Manigriva had been on the wrong path, but they met Narada Muni, and Narada Muni gave them a blessing in disguise. Overtly, it looked like a curse. He cursed them to become trees, but anything as a true saint does to us is always a blessing, even when he uses heavy language. So arrangement of Narada Muni helped them to meet actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Krishna had liberated them, they reflected on this meeting. And it's so beautiful what they said, how they reflected on this meeting with a saintly person, that it, I feel, it can inspire all of us on this sacred day. It has inspired me. Sadunam samachittanam sutaram matkritat manam dashanam no pavet bandha pungsokshno savitu yata. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. So that determined and surrendered sadhu is definitely Srila Prabhupada, and the meeting with him in this lifetime, yes, is a great blessing that can lift everyone to this level of being no longer battered and bashed and beaten by the material energy with and being angry and envious and passionate and all these things as a result of it. So that blessing is there. Later, as far as I know, this was still translated by Srila Prabhupada, isn't it? This chapter? Yes. So, in the 11th canto, Krishna elaborates a little bit on this example of becoming face to face with the light. Krishna uses the fire as an example, and he says what happens when you come close to a fire. First of all, when you're in a dark night and you see somewhere a fire in your wanderings and you walk closer, you can see your path. In the same way, when you meet and come face to face with the genuine sadhu, the first thing is knowledge, no? That is, Bhujan Prabhu, he said, we are so interested in book distribution because it's a distribution of light, the light of knowledge, the light of the Bhagavad, no? Then you feel some warmth as you come to a fire. We from the north, the North Germany, no, oh my God, when we were as children lost and we finally had a fire and we felt the warmth of the fire. What this means is your numbness goes when you are cold. You are so numb. The limbs are not, there's no life in it. But if you come close to the fire, your numbness goes. I think we all know this. When we came close to Prabhupada, we became so enthusiastic. Our numbness went. No? We went out for book distribution. I remember I would never have done this. My social status was not in line with that. To approach people on the street, but as I became so enthusiastic, why not sing and dance on the street? Why not? Let's do it. It's good for its service to Prabhupada and to Krishna. And the last thing, when you have a fire You can use the fire to engage in sacrifice. In the same way, when we came, when you come face to face with Prabhupada, it's not only that you get knowledge, it's not only that your numbness goes and you become enthusiastic for spiritual service, you actually are ready to participate in the Sankirtan Yajna. That sacrifice is the most difficult part, I think, of discipleship, because we have to give up our plan and do what the master does. And here is the second quotation which I would like to share with you. This will be challenging now to the older disciples. Fasten your seatbelts, please. And it will be challenging for the young ones, and it will be very challenging to the reader. It is from the third canto, chapter 24, text 14, where Lord Brahma glorifies Kadama Muni. He says, your speciality, Kadama — Kadama is one of the Prajapatis who helps Brahma in his mission to populate the universe — he says, what I like about you, my dear son Kadama, is this. You have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, and you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instruction you took from me, you have carried actually them out, and you have honored me. And then Brahma speaks about discipleship, and Prabhupada comments nicely about it, because he speaks to us, really, his disciples and grand disciples. Brahma says, etavat yeva shushusha karya pitari putrakai badham it yanumanyeta gauravena Guru Vachaha. Sons ought to render service to their father exactly to this extent. Maybe this is difficult for us to understand, because many of us are runaway from homes. We never rendered so much service to that extent. But in the old times, the father is considered to be one of the gurus, no? Mother is even more important, and you would follow them. They would be dharmic people, and so on. And then the verse continues. It's not Prabhupada, it's the verse. One should obey the command of his father or guru, spiritual master, with due deference, saying, yes, sir. No argument. You are English-speaking people. What does it mean with due deference? What is deference? It's something like respect, perhaps?
Placing someone else's instruction
Placing someone else's instructions or desires above oneself. I defer to this. I see you with I do this with deference. Now, Prabhupada writes here, of course, many things. Whatever the father and the spiritual master order should be taken without argument. Yes. In American films it says, aye, aye, sir. No? Yes. There should be no instance in which the disciple or the son says, this is not correct. I cannot carry that one out. I cannot carry it out. When he says that, he is fallen. Prabhupada continues. In any case, the order of the Father or the order of the Spiritual Master must be carried out without hesitation, with an immediate yes. There should be no argument. That is real service to the Father and to the Spiritual Master. And he continues, I think everyone, disciple or grand disciple, who hears this, remembers times when they were conflicted about doing this. Vijayan Prabhu and myself passed today a samadhi monument of a devotee who argued with Srila Prabhupada about an order he was given. And this devotee told about this, taught about me, what he went through. And he said, and Satchinanda Maharaj, only when I agreed and I said yes, did I prosper. I think we are all sometimes conflicted. We live a life of concealment, perhaps, where we keep our things which are not really on what Prabhupada wishes, hidden. Yes, we all know about non-curriculum books, maybe non-curriculum entertainment, and it is a part of life that is sometimes bringing us into a zone of conflict. There is one way which I, as a soul who wants to be a good disciple, feel is very, let us say, very humanly doable. This way harnesses one of the main principles of bhakti into the disciple-guru relationship. There is a verse, Rupa Goswami takes this verse, it's from Padma Purana, and he quotes it in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ananya mamata Vishno, mamata prema samyuta, and so on. We don't speak so well Sanskrit, so I will leave it with these two lines. The English: when one develops an unflinching sense of ownership or possessiveness, let's look at this. When one develops an unflinching, that we know it's not moving left and right, it's stable, sense of ownership, this is mine, or possessiveness, in relation to Vishnu and no one else, as the only object of love, such an awakening is called bhakti by exalted persons like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava, and Narada. Let's look at it again, because some of us are elderly and sleep is also there in life. It is said, developing a sense of ownership in relationship to the personality of Godhead is an awakening. It's something like getting up from sleep, from illusion. And this is called bhakti by exalted persons. There's Vishnu bhakti, Krishna bhakti, but we hear there's also guru bhakti. The sense of my Prabhupada, not someone's other Prabhupada, my Prabhupada. That creates love. And when one can do something out of love, one can jump, as they say in Schleswig-Holstein, over one's own shadow and any ditch. Schleswig-Holstein is a part where it was wrestled away from the northern sea, and there's a channel system much like in Netherlands. The land was wrestled away from the sea and has broad ditches. Out of love, when you are enthused, the Schleswig-Holstein Wassies have said you can jump over any ditch. In other words, you can, in America you would say you can jump over your shadow, you know, your own conditionings, your own plan. You can defer to someone else's desires and plans. Prabhupada I feel this as a message on Prabhupada's disappearance day. We must make him my Prabhupada, my personal remembrance, where Prabhupada talked how he likes, how I can relate and like to him. I will tell you my Prabhupada story, but I didn't experience it. I have told already so many personal, and I don't want to be so dwelling on my own in unimportant person. Prabhupada once went and they visited a temple. There was Nanda Kumar, and that pujari was wild. He lacked teeth. Here he was gray and unkempt. He did offer with a little Bengali spice, you know, and everything was wild, and the temple was dirty. So when they left the temple, then Nanda Kumar said, "Prabhupada, the temple was dirty and the pujari was wild. Was Krishna there? Ask me later," said Prabhupada. So in the evening, he came back, Nanda Kumar Prabhu came back and said, "Prabhupada, that's about that pujari in the temple. And I think you all know, have you not all been in temples where you see the red going on the altar and, you know, the pujaris and you don't even want to come so close to smell, you know. And have you not all been judgmental at times about this?" So here is Prabhupada's answer: "I saw he had love for Krishna." For a person from far away country, from Vedic civilization, for a person who sits before you, that is my Prabhupada. I do acknowledge to wash myself. I do acknowledge, I do it also every day. I have changed many things. I will also shave. Everything will be there. I will be very paka externally. But I like that in Prabhupada's play movement, there is place for the inner mood, which is sometimes so difficult to decipher and to know. Which, if we could see it just a little bit more, would save us from this disease of judgmentalism and quick judgments. They come so quick in our mouths and our thoughts because we have high standards about so many things. It would help us to become loving. It would help us to work together, like in the fourth canto, 30th chapter, verse 8. I only know it because our Vaisheshika Prabhu has told us this morning, where the Prachetas, despite differences, can work together to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the Prabhupada I can love. Another Prabhupada disciple will love when Prabhupada gives instructions how to clean the temple and wipe it and make it clean and sparkling clean. That is love, Prabhupada will say like this also. So yes, let him have his Prabhupada. The point is we need to love Prabhupada. Only if there is love, if there is affection, that happens when there is my Prabhupada, the one I like, then I will be able to do what is required of a genuine disciple, to jump over that ditch, to jump over one's shadow, to practice deference, which according to I like this definition very much. It means to place someone's instruction and desires over one's own. That's not easy. Let's not sit here, we're so simple here. Oh, yes, this is me here. Let us be honest for a while. It is difficult to be to give up. Especially if one knows a lot, if one has money, or if one is from Germany and is a little stubborn by nature. It is difficult, but that is where the bliss lies, to speak in New York English. That's where the fulfillment of our spiritual soul lies. And I think this is possible when there is love. And this love needs this mamata, this mindedness. It speaks to you because you are similar, but to some this lecture might not speak so well. Yeah, what is he saying? Look at this bird, you know, that is not the right size, you know, and so on. The point here is, how will we develop love for Prabhupada? Everyone needs to figure that out. And this is one, I think we can harness a powerful principle, the sense of ownership, possessiveness in relation to that person and no one else as the only object of love. I will end here. I thank you very much for being patient. Please do once again excuse my rough language. It is, I think in German language, and then I have to translate it and not lose the urgency. And for that, then the language is a little rough. Because I cannot say it so politely and so academically astute in your language. So that's the problem. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Premanandi.